The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father except the Son, who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Yesterday, if you were at daily mass, we spoke again that as Christians, we live differently here in the world. And part of this difference is that no matter what happens, we have no fear. In fact, we're commanded not to have fear. And it's rooted beautifully. Simply, that the God who created the entire cosmos and the universe, everything is in his hands and he is guiding history. And we simply have to do our part, trusting in God's plan. So if you were here at my homilies over the last Sunday, my nerdy homily, we started going off on, as we study the cosmos more, the more we see that it is, the argument is, cosmically fine-tuned for life. And it's mind-bogglingly how all the minute laws that govern the universe to ensure that life develops, it seems to be finely tuned by a majestic, omnipotent, creative mind. Again, just real briefly, the speed of light, absolutely perfect, 186,000 miles per second in a vacuum, absolutely perfect and fine-tuned to make sure that the universe is not too hot nor too cold. The gravitational pull of the universe, again, perfectly aligned to ensure that the cosmos rotates and are predictable, sure that it doesn't collapse in on itself after the Big Bang into a black hole, or that the whole entire universe, again, the speed of electrons, fine-tuned to make sure that nuclear fusion is even capable. Again, 40 parameters physicists have discovered are absolutely perfect to ensure that you and I exist. Again, why do I bring up this again? Look at the Acts of the Apostles. The same God that governs the universe, that put his laws into it now, he's orchestrating the church. Famous story of Philip the eunuch, Ethiopian eunuch. The angel of the Lord spoke to Philip, "Get up and head south on the road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza, the desert route." Look how absolutely specific this angel gives and commands Philip. "Philip, go down specifically down I-80, and then you exit down I-5, and then you make a left." This is absolutely stunning. Why is the angel here? Again, God commanded, orchestrating the church. Orchestrate it, guide it. And then he encounters the eunuch. Ethiopia is one of the oldest Christian churches in the world. They trace their history back to this very pivotal moment. Again, Why should we not fear no matter what happens in the world? Again, you let the world go on as it goes. We love the Lord, we pray, we listen, we serve, love God with all of our heart, mind, and soul, love our neighbor as ourself. And then we trust. We trust that God is orchestrating the world, not according to what we desire, remember, what God does. And here's the final note, the crescendo of this grand symphony of God. I am the bread of life that came down from heaven. And whoever eats my flesh will have eternal life. And my flesh is the life of the world. My goodness, what more do we need? Jesus on the altar.